You will hear a weather forecaster called Laura Armstrong talking about her work. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
I'm a weather forecaster, which means I study what happens in the atmosphere and the weather conditions that this causes on Earth. People are always surprised to learn that forecasters aren't just involved in weather reporting on TV, although that's what I do on a local station. But you could work at a radio station too, or as an advisor to transport services and so on. On a daily basis, there's a lot of data collection and observation involved, as well as detailed study of what are known in the field as weather models. These are sophisticated computer programs. Without them, forecasters would find it much more difficult to predict the weather. After looking at these and doing a bit of maths, I'm eventually ready to make short and longer-term forecasts. Things can get hectic on big weather days when there's more serious weather about. Forecasters spend most of their time putting together reports for TV or radio stations and other customers. When there's something major going on, though, we have to be extra vigilant. I know the public will be checking the weather maps on the station's website, and it's vital that I issue warnings for heavy snow or whatever as quickly as possible. I often get asked how I got interested in weather. Believe it or not, as a teenager, I became nervous of thunderstorms, and I'd often check the forecasts to see if any were coming. However, where we lived was more prone to flooding and strong winds than thunderstorms, so I should have been more nervous about those. Anyway, from there, my interest developed. If you are thinking of going into weather forecasting, there are some important skills you'll need. You have to be good at science, of course, though the key thing is having an ability to interpret patterns. You won't go too far wrong with that. Another useful skill is being able to translate a forecast into something people at home can understand. Most weather experts study physics and maths before going on to do a more specialised course in forecasting. My own way in was somewhat different, as I did a business degree before getting into television as a researcher. I moved around quite a lot at the station and eventually ended up in the weather department where I did my training. People often complain that weather reports aren't totally accurate, but we aren't usually too far out on short-term forecasts. Longer-term ones are trickier, and that's where we get criticism. We can only make predictions based on the data available, and no one complains when the weather's better than we predicted. Besides being reporters, some weather experts carve out a career in research, something I'd like to get involved in later. There are lots of possibilities, such as ocean forecasting, climate change, which is an area I'd like to focus on, investigating specific types of weather, and so on. It's tough getting a position without experience. If you're lucky, you might get a work experience placement at a weather organisation. The Central Weather Office tends to offer placements in their membership department. Even doing basic administration for them will improve your chances. I love my work and have been lucky enough to do some interesting things. My team's often asked to advise on likely weather conditions for things like major sports competitions, such as golf or sailing. 12 months ago, I presented the weather forecast during a tennis tournament. The weather's different every day, so it's a rewarding job. Any questions?
Now you will hear part two again.
I'm a weather forecaster, which means I study what happens in the atmosphere and the weather conditions that this causes on Earth. People are always surprised to learn that forecasters aren't just involved in weather reporting on TV, although that's what I do on a local station. But you could work at a radio station too, or as an advisor to transport services and so on. On a daily basis, there's a lot of data collection and observation involved, as well as detailed study of what are known in the field as weather models. These are sophisticated computer programs. Without them, forecasters would find it much more difficult to predict the weather. After looking at these and doing a bit of maths, I'm eventually ready to make short and longer-term forecasts. Things can get hectic on big weather days when there's more serious weather about. Forecasters spend most of their time putting together reports for TV or radio stations and other customers. When there's something major going on, though, we have to be extra vigilant. I know the public will be checking the weather maps on the station's website, and it's vital that I issue warnings for heavy snow or whatever as quickly as possible. I often get asked how I got interested in weather. Believe it or not, as a teenager, I became nervous of thunderstorms, and I'd often check the forecasts to see if any were coming. However, where we lived was more prone to flooding and strong winds than thunderstorms, so I should have been more nervous about those. Anyway, from there, my interest developed. If you are thinking of going into weather forecasting, there are some important skills you'll need. You have to be good at science, of course, though the key thing is having an ability to interpret patterns. You won't go too far wrong with that. Another useful skill is being able to translate a forecast into something people at home can understand. Most weather experts study physics and maths before going on to do a more specialised course in forecasting. My own way in was somewhat different, as I did a business degree before getting into television as a researcher. I moved around quite a lot at the station and eventually ended up in the weather department where I did my training. People often complain that weather reports aren't totally accurate, but we aren't usually too far out on short-term forecasts. Longer-term ones are trickier, and that's where we get criticism. We can only make predictions based on the data available, and no one complains when the weather's better than we predicted. Besides being reporters, some weather experts carve out a career in research, something I'd like to get involved in later. There are lots of possibilities, such as ocean forecasting, climate change, which is an area I'd like to focus on, investigating specific types of weather, and so on. It's tough getting a position without experience. If you're lucky, you might get a work experience placement at a weather organisation. The Central Weather Office tends to offer placements in their membership department. Even doing basic administration for them will improve your chances. I love my work and have been lucky enough to do some interesting things. My team's often asked to advise on likely weather conditions for things like major sports competitions, such as golf or sailing. 12 months ago, I presented the weather forecast during a tennis tournament. The weather's different every day, so it's a rewarding job. Any questions?
That is the end of part two.